A long-awaited phase of the U.S. effort against the so-called Islamic State, or ISIS, is in disarray. Last year, Congress approved Pentagon training of Syrian fighters to combat ISIS. Well, 10 months and $40 million later, a few dozen of them recently crossed back into Syria. As NPR's Alice Fordham reports, they've now suffered serious setbacks.
Less than 2 weeks after they entered Syria, the newly trained fighters hadn't started their mission. They were on a base, with the new heavy machine guns, communications technology, and laser pointers for targeting airstrikes the Americans had given them. They're an elite part of a much bigger moderate rebel group called Division 30, and they were awaiting orders. Then, on Wednesday last week, the Syrian branch of Al-Qaeda captured the Division 30 commander, along with several of his men, as he was returning to base after a meeting. On Friday, Al-Qaeda attacked that base. The Al-Qaeda affiliate, known as Jabhat al-Nusra, made a video parading their captives as they marched them along. They captured regular fighters from Division 30 and others from this new anti-ISIS force. There are different reports on how many of each. A captive, they say, is a guard from the Division 30 headquarters, says. The fighters there have direct contact with the Americans, who give them guns and money. The militants did acknowledge in a statement that for the first time, American-backed rebels called in airstrikes against them, killing some of their men, and they had to retreat for a while. But the fighting continued, and most of the brand new anti-ISIS fighters have scattered. Analyst Charles Lister follows rebel dynamics in northern Syria closely and says the crumbling of the US-backed forces
is not a particularly good indicator of these forces' capabilities in terms of protecting themselves against potential adversaries, never mind ISIL. And of course, it impacts morale as well.
Pentagon spokesman Jeff Davis says the episode shows the challenges in a dynamic and changing environment and says hundreds more anti-ISIS fighters are in training. But one officer in that moderate group, Division 30, says the US-led coalition's actions didn't inspire much confidence. The officer, Amar Al-Wawi, in Turkey right now, says the coalition did bring in airstrikes, but they came an hour and a half after they asked for them and far from the battle. Plus, he says, this training of anti-ISIS fighters is just too slow. NPR spoke to some moderate commanders on the ground, encouraged to see the US airstrikes supporting their guys, but others disagree. Adnan al-Hussein, a rebel activist now in Turkey, says he sees the scheme as a failure. He knows people who were going to participate and pulled out before starting the training because they wanted to fight against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, not just against ISIS. And people will be even less likely to join now they've seen what happened to Division 30. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.